coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I absolutely love this time of the week, especially when I'm angry. And I'm angry. I'm angry today. Because there are some stories circulating in America today that make me angry. And we're going to discuss them in detail because freedom, yet again, is under pressure. And we'll talk about why. Throughout today's broadcast, there are a number of reasons why. And they pretty much all stem from Obama. First off, let's get some business out of the way. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. And I would like to take this opportunity. I'm early here, but I'd like to welcome our newest affiliate. I love this because we add another station in the PRK, the People's Republic of California, our third station, 1460 AM KCNR in Redding and Shasta, California, will be joining the Armed American Radio Network December 5th, the first week in December. Hopefully, that's the tentative targeted start date, if you will. Make sure the engineers get everything together and they have everything they need to bring the show in. I've spoken to the owners. They're great people. And I'll be doing an interview on KCNR 1460. I'll let you know. You can check it out on the Armed American Radio Facebook page. If you are in that area, feel free to listen. And they do stream the show live, which is a great thing. And I think, yeah, notes say that we should be doing that on December 5th. So we'll have some fun there. Folks, if you would like to participate on the show today, and you probably will, get angry with me, and it'll be therapeutic. We'll be angry together, and we will solve the world's problems one at a time, just like we were sitting around the kitchen table. Sean, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. How you doing?
I'm angry. Are you angry?
Yes, I am.
We have a lot to cover today, Sean. We have an awful lot to cover. We're going to be giving out 3 Bonehead of the Week awards. They'll anger you.
And we also have Rachel.
Yeah, we have Rachel from the NRA. Rachel Parsons, the NRA spokesperson, is here, and she'll be on with us momentarily.
Yep.
We have a lot of stories to cover, not the least of which is Obama's choice for ATF. Ooh, if this doesn't anger you folks, turn the dial. You don't belong here. This needs to anger you. Florida, open carry push. We'll talk about that later in the broadcast. That's great to hear. That's fun stuff. That's not angry stuff. New Iowa permit laws going into effect. We've had some Iowa folks on here to talk about that in the past. They're getting ready to kick off some new laws there. We're not angry about that. We're happy about that. Road rage. This is a great topic, one that I think anybody who drives an automobile has been on maybe both sides of the road rage deal, and we'll talk about that today on Armed American Radio. A New Jersey man gets 7 years for being a responsible gun owner. There's a bonehead in there, and oh, ooh, again, if that doesn't anger you, if this story doesn't anger you, turn the dial. It will, I can assure you. And what do plastic grocery bags and 4 Loko alcoholic beverages have in common, Sean? Any idea?
They're all made out of plastic.
Ooh, they have Charles. And we're going to give Charles Schumer a new mafia name. You know how they put the, like, you know, Tony the Pizza Frangetti in there, you know, for the mafia names, right?
Yes.
Charles Chucky the Ban Schumer. That's his new mafia name on Armed American Radio. Charles Chucky the Ban Schumer.
Chucky the Ban Schumer.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah, wait till you see what he wants to ban. This will anger you, I can promise you. We have boneheads galore. We'll be talking about guns, et cetera, emails, calls, and more. But before we do that, oh, you know who else is going to be here? Larry Yatch, fan favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Former Navy SEAL, American hero. He'll be here, and he'll hang with me for the remainder of the show when he gets on. And we will talk about all of these. We'll see how angry we can make Larry.
That's all right as long as he's not in the studio here with me.
Navy SEALs normally keep their cool.
That's true. They have to. They really have to, man.
We'll see if we can't get Larry a little bit angry. Tampa, Florida. Stuff going on down there.
Yeah, I saw something about what's going on. I saw something in the news about that.
Well, really it ties in with the open carry.
Mm-hmm.
But some fun stuff. That's not angry stuff. That's fun stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go to Rachel first, because we've got Rachel for about two segments. Let's bring her on. Rachel Parsons, we're going to talk to you. We've got a lot to talk to you about.
Absolutely. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, you know what? Before I get angry, let's talk about fun stuff with you. Then we'll talk about some of the angry stuff, not the least of which will be the ATF, which I'm sure you probably are aware of Obama's pick there, right?
I am absolutely aware of that. Yes.
I figured you would be. But before we go there and get angry together, Rachel, let's talk about the fun stuff on the election. How are you feeling? What is the NRA's position now that the elections are over?
Well, I have to be perfectly honest that it's a relief to have another election underneath our belts here at the NRA. It was a very tough election process this year, but we are very happy. For the first time, we have more pro-gun senators and congressmen on Capitol Hill than ever before. This is a great time for the Second Amendment, and all those voters out there that got out there, voted their heart, voted their conscience, voted for freedom, should be very proud of themselves.
I agree with you 100%. It is a great time to be a gun owner in America. However, I have to put this but in here, because I think we're going to start seeing, you know, things have been quiet for a long time. They haven't been quiet, but we've been on top of things. Okay, we've kept our finger on the button. We're fighting for freedom every day. The NRA is fighting. Voters are fighting. We're fighting at a grassroots level. But now that the elections are over, we're in a very dangerous position here between 2010 and 2012, Rachel, not the least of which is going to be this ATF deal that's coming. And we have a gentleman by the name of Andrew Traver. Can you give us a little bit of insight on Andrew Traver from the NRA's perspective?
Yes, Andrew Traver has made it part of his job requirement to align himself with anti-gun activists, with the gun control lobby. He has been on numerous TV stations and done plenty of interviews saying that he is for gun control. He has made he's made public statements suggesting that he would approve a reenactment of the failed assault weapons ban of 1994. He's also been on record saying that there should be bans of certain types of guns and ammunition. He's been on record as supporting a repeal of the Tia Hart Amendment that would keep trace information private and used only in the event of a bona fide criminal investigation. These are things that the NRA, that gun owners all across this country strongly oppose or strongly support, and this man is opposing them. He is supporting gun control at every turn, and we want to make sure that he does not get approved for this nomination. We think it was a terrible choice for the ATF, and we have been out there very vocally against his nomination.
Okay, here's what concerns me. We were all, and you in particular, when I say you, Rachel, I mean the NRA, was out very vocal for Elena Kagan, okay, against Elena Kagan's nomination.
Yeah.
We have a different makeup in the Senate. Now, here's what concerns me, that I believe that this is going to be a little bit of a window into how we're going to see Obama govern with the new makeup of Congress. And this is that's very scary to me, because I'm hearing some talk now of recess appointments with this guy.
We have heard that there is a possibility of that, but right now we simply don't know.
Right.
We know that this has come up. We have no idea when any kind of debate or any kind of hearing would be held on this. But right now that is a possibility.
Yeah, a frightening possibility. But, you know, that knife cuts both ways. If you got a president you like, sometimes you like recess appointments. You have a president you don't like, you don't like recess appointments. And I get all that. But what we're talking about here, when, Rachel, our freedoms are at stake, the last time we saw this happen, something like this of this magnitude, which I would liken to Obama's election in 2008, we had a huge run on firearms purchases. I think this is going to be the same thing. Let's talk about who this guy is. Okay, he is the, what, Chicago head of the ATF, correct, out of Naperville, Illinois?
Yes.
And Chicago and guns don't mix. They're fighting, they're continuing to fight even in the face of the McDonald decision, which they clearly lost. And this guy is continuing to push for horrible, and I say anti-gun, I mean anti-freedom measures in America. Yes. And that's, we have a fight on our hands here with this guy.
Absolutely. And the part that is the most outrageous is that the BATFE, the Bureau of the ATF, this is the organization, this is the arm of the government that regulates gun dealers and the gun industry. And to have a vehemently anti-gun person at the head of that organization is not a good thing for gun owners.
No, it's absolutely horrible. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more about who this guy is on Armed American Radio.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Now you can learn avoidance and awareness the sealed mindset way. In the 15 Seconds to Safety course, you'll learn a whole new world of awareness that you can use to avoid danger, rely upon your instincts to stay safe, and learn how to decide if people and situations might be dangerous to you. Learn how to avoid a situation that may require the use of your gun in the first place. Learn the sealed mindset way at SealedMindset.com. That's SealedMindset.com.
Does the weight of your concealed handgun push down on your belt, causing your belt to droop and your pants to sag? We have the answer. The CCW Comfort Sling supports the weight of your handgun and holster over your shoulder, completely eliminating the weight off your belt, making concealed carry much more comfortable. The CCW Comfort Sling makes any handgun virtually weightless in the holster. Turn your concealed carry weapon into a concealed comfort weapon. Visit CCWComfortSling.com. That's CCWComfortSling.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA. The only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Walters, and you are on the Armed American Radio Network. We are filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. We are talking about your right to keep and bear arms, more importantly, to bear arms. It is your God-given right, birthright, as an American citizen, recognized by our Constitution. And it is under extreme pressure, and it looks like it's going to be put under even more pressure. You must sleep with toothpicks under your eyelids, folks. And we're talking about it right now with Rachel Parsons, spokesperson from the NRA. Rachel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, this is a disturbing. I'm looking at some of this stuff during the break here on Andrew Traver. And it is very important to point out that this gentleman, if approved, is going to be heading the one single agency that oversees everything relative to what? How would you describe it?
Relative to the gun industry and those who deal firearms, who sell firearms to the law-abiding public, and even gun owners, even all the way down to gun owners. This is the organization that regulates, that oversees the regulation of the gun industry. And that's something that is, it's very important that we have a fair, reasonable person in that position, and Mr. Travers is not.
He is not fair. He is not reasonable. I don't care how you slice it when it comes to Andrew Traver. He is anti-gun, out of the box, as Obama is. And a lot of people, I think, Rachel, were fooled by Obama. You know, they saw some of those, and I know these things had to get your goat, when you saw the, hi, I'm Frank, and I'm an NRA member, and I'm voting for Barack Obama because he supports my Second Amendment right to hunt.
That's right. And we know that from the people that President Obama has aligned himself with, from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to Attorney General Eric Holder, and now Mr. Travers, it's just list after list after list of anti-gun politicians that has been out there on in public record calling for gun bans, calling for ammunition bans. And things may be good now, but now is not a time to be complacent. Now is the time to stay vigilant, keep your eyes open, and make sure that none of this anti-gun legislation ever moves, that we never see another gun ban in this country, that we never see another illegal gun confiscation in this country ever again. And we need to make sure that we keep our politicians honest and that we hold their feet to the fire. If they say they're pro-gun, then they better be pro-gun.
Yeah, you can connect the dots here. I like to put it this way on the show sometimes. I ask people to, you know, step out of the bubble. Get your head out of the 24-hour news cycle. Step back, take a breather, and look down at what's happening around you in your country objectively. Look at the facts as to what's occurring here. Everybody you just named, and you forgot Elena Kagan. Let's throw her in there. And let's not forget Sotomayor. Let's throw her in there. And you mentioned Eric Holder, and now we have Andrew Traver. And Andrew Traver harkens from Chicago.
Yeah.
Gun ban central. Sean,
I was just fixing to ask you. This guy is the chief for ATF in Chicago. Am I correct?
Yes, you are absolutely correct.
Yeah,
Now let's remind listeners who may not know. We have a lot of listeners in Chicago and up in Wisconsin, and you know Wisconsin's going to do some great things here soon too. But Chicago is a city without a gun shop in it. Rachel,
that's right.
They don't have a gun shop in the city of Chicago.
Well, we've noticed, you know, we've seen that the city of Chicago, the city of Washington, D.C., both have thumbed their nose at the ruling of the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land.
They have.
And they've continued to stomp all over the decisions in Heller and in McDonald. That is so disrespectful to the highest court of the land. But I do want to point out that was a 5-4 decision.
Right.
And it's one more appointment to swing that vote. And that's how important it is that we make sure that pro-gun presidents, that we get from the top all the way down, because those decisions matter. And when we talk about Supreme Court justices, they are the people who affirm or repeal our laws in this country.
That's important
that we continue to make sure to always vote for pro-gun candidates. Our Second Amendment depends on it.
affirm, or deny. Let's make that very clear. And let's again remind listeners here that we're talking about someone who hearkens from Chicago. And if you step out of that bubble and you look at what this man has done, but you'll hear from, let me put it this way. When he's got the thumbs up from the Brady campaign, folks, that tells you everything you need to know if you respect your freedoms. So it's easy for people to get complacent and think, well, you know, we're seeing a lot of freedoms. I mean, I live in Iowa, and I've got shall issue now. I live in Wisconsin, and we're getting ready to pass some form of concealed carry here. Or I live in Georgia, and Sonny Perdue just signed SB 308. Folks, these are local issues. Mm-hmm. These are local issues, and what you're seeing happen at the top when you step out of this bubble and you look down and you mm-hmm. take a breather is you are seeing two vehemently anti-gun Supreme Court justices. You are seeing Eric Holder, the nation's top law enforcement officer, vehemently anti-gun. I don't even need to go into what he said about Mexico. Rachel, people forget these things. And then you've got Andrew Traver now, the head of the BATFE, who is his pick for the head of the BATFE. And when you step back and you look at all of this, you think, oh, what's going on here? And that's exactly what he wants to have happen. I guarantee this conversation has occurred in the White House.
Oh, yes.
Don't worry about it.
Absolutely.
By the time they realize what hit them, it'll be too late. Rachel, that's what scares me.
And that's why we have so many lobbyists dedicating their, you know, full-time lives to protecting this very special amendment. And I want to, you know, point out to everyone that, you know, yes, you are able to hunt, you're able to own firearms, and you think it can never happen in this country, but that's not true. We've seen gun bans in the last, you know, 10 years. We've seen illegal gun confiscations by the government. And after Hurricane Katrina, that happened in this country not so long ago. These things can happen, and that's why we can never be too successful. We can never have a more powerful or too strong Second Amendment. This is our Constitution. These are our freedoms, and we cannot just let them go by the wayside. Every single day they are important, and protecting them is important every single day. And it's so important that everyone become a member of the National Rifle Association so
yes.
you too can be a part of that mission.
Rachel, every time you're on, I want to repeat the statistic. There are approximately 100 million gun owners in America. There are 4 million NRA members. Now, folks, that's a powerful organization, but it is a drop in the bucket to what you can be doing. Join the NRA.
That's right. And the only reason the NRA is so powerful is because of the grassroots efforts of our members. And I'll tell you what. There are not any more passionate members out there than NRA members and gun owners.
You better believe it.
And if we can all unite together, then this is something that we can look forward to for generations.
You better believe it. The fight continues, folks. And when we seem to be winning, and then we see what this administration and what Obama is getting ready to do and what he wants to do, come out of the bubble, look down, and see what's happening. Now you got to dig your heels in and fight even harder. Rachel, thank you very much. Real fast, where can we send people? NRAILA.org?
That's right, NRAILA.org. Come on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk with you again soon. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code PRAGER. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code PRAGER.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Car Arms and Auto Ordnance. Make sure to check them out, all their fine products, including the world-famous Car PM9 at KAHR.com. That's car.com, KAHR.com. Check them out.
I keep promising you we're going to fix that, and we never get around to that, Sean.
I think that's just a part of the show.
I kind of like it.
I'm telling you, we need to do a survey and see who wants it gone and who wants to keep it. That's what I think we should do.
We got more, excuse me, anti-gunners are listening. We have more important things to discuss. Let's give a Bonehead of the Week award out, shall we?
Yes.
Boy, this one will kill you. This one will kill you. Headline. It's tough to read this stuff. This stuff angers me. Heller, too. Our good friend Dick Heller. We're going to have Dick Heller back on the show very soon. But Heller, too, is winding its way through the courts. And Stephen Halbrook, the famed pro-gun attorney who represented Heller in the first case, is now fighting Washington, D.C. again as they thumb their noses at the Supreme Court decision. As Rachel was saying, she was referring to McDonald in Chicago, but they're doing it in Washington too. And here's what he said. He told the justices, or the judges, that the Supreme Court, as this winds its way through the courts in D.C., that the Supreme Court determined the Second Amendment, quote, right to own a gun is a fundamental right limiting the scope of government restrictions. What he's referring to is the fact that the Washington, D.C. City Council is making it virtually impossible for law-abiding people to lawfully own a gun in the wake of the Heller decision in that federal enclave. The Solicitor General for the District of Columbia, Todd Kim, you are bonehead of the week number one. Listen to this outrageous statement, folks, spoken in a courtroom. Okay, this is why I say that you have to dig your heels in now more than ever. And if you listened to Rachel Parsons about what's getting ready to go down with the ATF, you'll see what I mean. Listen to this statement. Todd Kim replied to Halbrook's comments that the city has the authority to keep tabs on who owns guns within its borders.
Oh, time for me to move.
Quote, unquote, our Constitution guarantees a right to keep and bear arms, but not to keep guns secret from the government. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
Wow.
Our Constitution guarantees a right to keep and bear arms, but not to keep guns secret from the government. And he continues, or possess military-style weapons and high-capacity magazines. High-capacity being what he defines, Sean, as high-capacity.
Mm.
What is high-capacity?
Honestly, I don't know.
Is 10 five-round magazines high-capacity?
I would not think so, but...
Five-round magazine, 10-round magazine, 20-round magazine, 30-round magazine... It's a handgun. Think about what this man is saying. Think about this. If this doesn't anger you, this angers me.
So he, in other words, he wants us to have one capacity. I guess that wouldn't be.
Our Constitution guarantees a right to keep and bear arms. Really? He really thinks that? But not to keep guns secret from the government or possess military stuff. Where does the Second Amendment say that?
It doesn't, and the Fourth Amendment gives you the right that you can not be searched or messed with.
Well,
basically.
You mean the right to be secure in your possessions.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
But you don't have the right, ladies and gentlemen, to keep your purchases, your private purchases, secret from the government. We want in your living room. This guy's an idiot. And bonehead, look bonehead up on Webster's Dictionary. The word idiot is in there. We're just nice when we say bonehead. Okay.
Now, when did this report come out?
Oh, this was just out. This was today.
Well, they've been busy this week, haven't they?
Well, this actually came out on the 15th, after last week's show. But, Washington requires residents, get this, who want to keep a gun at home, in the wake of the Heller decision, to be fingerprinted and photographed by police. They want you to provide a 5-year work history. And you have to note your intended use of the weapon. Now I ask you to think about that. You know, you can be a gun hater. You don't have to like guns. Do you like your freedoms? What's next? Happy Meals in San Francisco.
Oh, well.
Fall into this category.
Yep.
Soda machines in schools fall into this category.
Yep.
What you eat into this category.
Everything. What you eat, what you drive, what
you buy. It's never ending.
You give them an inch and they'll take everything else. We're slowly seeing everything taken, every right we have, we're slowly seeing it just taken away.
Green weenie electric cars won the Motor Trend Car of the Year choice or whatever it was, Consumer Reports or whatever it was. Plug it in and go 45 miles. Do your part. Let me tell you something. I'll blow right past that car on the interstate, and it'll sound like this. And I will happily wave goodbye as they choke on my exhaust.
I do my part. I have a Ninja.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Ninja 650. 600.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
You need to get rid of that nickel-plated sissy pistol and get yourself a Harley. We'll talk about that later.
Wow.
However, and a tattoo, too. That's pretty cool. All right. Solicitor General for the District of Columbia, Todd Kim, believes that you have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. He believes that. That's what he says. He believes that you have a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. As long as you don't keep it a secret and the government knows what you have hidden in your home to keep you safe. As long as he fingerprints you, takes your picture, and treats you like a thug criminal, you have a right to keep and bear arms. Boy, would I love to have a conversation with the framers about this. Bonehead of the week, number one. Unbelievable. Is Larry Etch on?
He is holding as we speak.
He is. He is fan favorite Navy SEAL, and I'm going to see if I can get him angry because we have more of these stories.
You probably already have because you got me angry.
That was the intent of keeping him on hold, ladies and gentlemen. Let's welcome Larry Yatch, former Navy SEAL, American hero, and fan favorite. Larry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark, Sean, it's good to be here again.
Larry, were you listening to that?
I was. I was trying to figure out what the definition of military style gun is. Every gun that I've ever used in the military is the same type of gun that I use to defend myself as a civilian. I mean, there really is no style. All the guns that we use to this day somehow originated in the military service. So.
Well, I guess they're talking about the fully automatic versus semi-automatic. You know the lookalikes, the copies, right? That evil black gun, the AR-15, of which I have three of, by the way.
I still have a hard time understanding how an inanimate object can be evil.
There you go. There you go. But you know what? When you listen to Solicitor General for the District of Columbia, Larry, you've done your service for America. You're continuing to do your service. You've done amazing things you can't tell anybody for the next 65 years. But you're going to have to tell him, and you're going to have to get fingerprinted, and he wants your photograph, and you better write down a reason why you want to keep that gun. And he better approve it, because according to him, you don't have a right to buy that gun and keep it secret. That's frightening stuff, folks. That's frightening stuff. Chew on that over the break. Chew on that you can't keep your gun secret from the government. And we'll talk about some more of that fun stuff with Larry Yetch when we come back right after these messages.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
And you will be able to listen to Armed American Radio, redefine weekend talk radio in Redding and Shasta, California, coming up about the first week in December, tentatively scheduled to air on December 5th on KCNR 1460, and that's a beautiful thing. We love getting freedom on the airwaves in California. And that's a very pro-gun area out there in California. So we're real excited to be up in that that section of California, because it's quite red. Sean, did you know that?
I did.
Yes, that's absolutely a very red area of the state. You know, you get outside Los Angeles and San Francisco, mm-hmm. and the, you know, California's a pretty red state.
Yes, it is.
Problem is, it's very rural. And the population centers, of course, are around San Francisco. And, I mean, you know what San Francisco does. Let's ban, get this, let's think about this, put this in perspective. Let's ban Big Macs, but let's legalize weed, and let's rehire Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, that was
convoluted thinking out there, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get it. But she's already throwing shots at John Boehner because he cries.
Yeah, well, she's going to find out John Boehner is the man.
Well, I laugh about that because I love watching these guys spiral down.
They just can't.
They just don't get it. They don't get it. We lost. John, we're not there.
John Boehner will let you know. I love watching him debate. Absolutely.
Turn your head to the left. Whoopsh. Turn your head to the right. That, folks, is the Constitution whacking you in the head.
And the reason why he's crying is because he's beginning to see the deterioration of this country, because these people are just determined to come up with these wacky ideals and these crazy laws.
Well, we're going to fix that. But we're going to talk about a few of those, because we have some other things here that anger me, and I'm really looking forward to getting Larry Yatch's opinion on these. Before we do that, 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AAR Mark. You can also watch the broadcast live on the webcast at armedamericanradio.com right now by checking out the little video screen and clicking the little play button, and you can watch Sean and I do the show. There are no problems with the feed today, right?
No, I'm actually looking at it myself. I got to fix my camera. It's a little blurry, but other than that,
All right, well, that's good. We're slowly coming good. Out of beta mode.
I'm not that ugly.
Folks, chew on this one for a little bit. What do plastic grocery bags and Four Loko alcoholic beverages have in common? We'll talk about it in a little bit. But first, let's go back to Larry Yatch. Larry, welcome back, my friend.
Once again, it's good to be here.
Larry, I want to get your professional opinion on a topic before we go back into anger management sessions here on the show, because you're going to stick around with us for the program, and that is road rage. I got a lot of emails, and road rage is a topic that I think every adult, even teenager, who has a driver's license can, I think everybody can appreciate, because if you've been behind the wheel of a car, as all of us have, you've been on either end of the road rage, okay? You've had somebody get mad at you, or you've gotten mad at somebody. And I think that's just a natural when you drive. And road rage has some really fascinating psychological aspects to it. There have been a lot of studies done on it. And I want to throw this one at you. There was a case in Alabama a number of years ago. And, boy, I'll tell you what, this was a woman, Larry, who was driving down the road, and I guess the woman in front of her felt she was a little bit too close, tapping on the brakes. You know the routine, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I think every driver does. And this went on for quite some time. They both happened to get off at the same exit. The woman up front in the lead car got out at the ramp and approached the vehicle behind her. The woman behind her was scared to death and claims that she was trying to speed up, trying to get away, trying to slow down, typical deal. She had a gun in the vehicle with her. She was scared for her life. She had the gun when the woman approached the vehicle, and she shot the woman once in the face, killing her instantly. She was convicted of, she was charged with murder. She was convicted of the lesser manslaughter charge and was given 13 years in the slammer. And of course, when you hear about stuff like this, this is avoidable. And you teach avoidance, preparation, avoidance, and awareness techniques all the time. That's what you guys focus on, and we like to talk about it here on Armed American Radio. But I had a number, just kind of weird, I had a number of emails about road rage. How come you've never talked about road rage? Larry, pointers when you're driving a vehicle.
I think there's a couple kind of overarching philosophies around this that I would bring up. The first one comes into where the problem develops from. And we talked about this once before when it was concerning children and firearms. Are we talking about how, since our society with video games and airsoft creates a understanding in the child's mind that there's not consequences to firearms because you play video games, you shoot people, and they come back alive. Same thing with airsoft pellet guns. I think because of the we have such a safe highway system, we have such safe vehicles, that the majority of people grow up with this or develop this philosophy or this mindset that there aren't consequences to vehicles. That there aren't consequences to driving aggressively, to hitting other people, to having accidents. And that, I think that problem gets to the point where, since we spend so much time in vehicles, that we just lose the concept that it is a dangerous thing that we're doing. I mean, we make the point for carjacking that if given a choice between using my pistol to avoid a carjacking or my vehicle, I'm going to choose a vehicle anytime. That's a 3,000-pound piece of metal that you can put just about anywhere. And if you had a choice between trying to put a third of an inch piece of bullet on someone or your car, I'll take the car any day. So I think we get such a thought process of vehicles aren't dangerous that these incidents can occur. So that'd be the first one, where it kind of comes from.
What makes us so mad behind the wheel? We've all been behind the wheel. Maybe we're having a stressful day. Maybe work's been tough that day. Maybe we're arguing with our spouse. Maybe the kids are acting up in the back seat, and somebody cuts you off in front of you. And for some reason, that sends us over the edge. Now, in 9 out of 10 cases, that's not a deliberate move. Maybe it was in the very rare instances. I don't know. But let's just make the assumption that it wasn't a deliberate move. And then what happens from there? This escalates into someone flipping the bird, throwing the high beams on, riding on their tail, which is what happened in this case of Miss Henson in Alabama. And here's what she did, Larry. She says, I turned on my high beams for a second, and she was shooting the bird. I thought, you know, she's crazy. She wants me to hit her car. Well, I wasn't in the courtroom, but let me tell you the first mistake she made. She turned on her high beams for a second. That was a mistake, because there are ways to avoid these things, and you don't avoid them by agitating the situation. When we come back, we'll talk about it a little bit more with Larry. You know, she's crazy. She wants me to hit her car. And Larry, this turns into a fight. Someone's dead. And the whole thing is avoidable. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. We will continue the discussion on road rage when we come back with Larry Yetch, because this case is one that I think we can all relate to, and it's important. So don't go anywhere. Don't turn the dial. We are filling your prescription for freedom right here on the Armed American Radio Network. And we'll be talking with former Navy SEAL, American hero, and star of a National Geographic documentary on the SEALs when we come back right after these messages.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I am Gloria Ross. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I ask that you minister to the hearts of those listening today. Reach your hand way down into their soul and pick them up from their desperate state. Minister to their needs, afflictions, and raise their spirits up in Jesus' name. P-R-A-Y. Powerful results are yours when you pray. Visit me at GloriaRoss.com.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.